And now this is a dictation for Mary Moomey, M-O-O-M-E-Y, December 2955. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mrs. Moomey, who has renal failure, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, probably cardiorenal syndrome. Since the last visit in January, pacemaker defibrillator was placed, left-sided upper chest, 6 weeks ago without any complications. Dr. Isan, ESAN in Midland. There has been no firing of the defibrillator, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood. She follows a salt-restricted diet. No major edema, ulcers, no major claudication symptoms, denies the use of oxygen, trying to be more physically active, denies orthopnea PND, denies reflux, minor nasal drainage. Prior treatment was causing too much dryness of the throat and discontinued, has a chronic hoarseness of the voice, denies dysphagia, other review system is negative, medication list review. She's off the Entresto, although takes low dose of losartan, aldactone, beta blockers. She's not on diuretics, does take cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today weight 198, blood pressure 122.80, left-sided. Minor JBD, I did not hear any localized RAL with consolidation pleural effusion. Device on the left-sided, no inflammatory changes, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, no focal neurological problems. The hoarseness of the voice as indicated above. Next paragraph, chemistry, last one is from April. At that time, anemia 11.4 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Low sodium 136, normal potassium acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, magnesium at 1.6, GFR at 50 for a creatinine of 1.2, which is the same as in December. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3. Next number, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. Next number, status post pacemaker defibrillator. Next number, prior acute kidney injury at the time of cardiorenal syndrome, IV contrast exposure, an effect of Entresto. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next paragraph, low sodium concentration representing extra free water. Keep an eye on that. Next number, potassium acid base stable. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries to assess for need for phosphorus binders. Chemistry needs to be done in a regular base. All is to discuss with the patient. Come back on the next 4 or 5 months.